starting the day out right.
With what?
Us.
Thank you. Thank you.
What?
We're glad that you're starting the day out right with us.
Oh, my hat.
No.
I'm talking about my hat specifically. Yeah.
Caleb, in studio with us.
Morning.
T-minus 28 hours from now. You're not going to be on this here show.
No.
You like that? See, because 24 hours from now is 6 o'clock, and then 4 hours after that is 10 o'clock.
Speaking of 24.
Tomorrow, okay.
They're going to be bringing back the series.
Yes, they are.
A mini-series, right?
Sort of, yeah.
And on the same channel, they're planning on doing a mini-series with M. Night Shyamalan.
I had no idea that Howard Gordon, who is the showrunner for 24, is also the showrunner for Homeland.
I had no idea either, and I don't know what a showrunner is. Does he run the show?
Yeah. He's basically the creator and the guy who, the genius behind the scenes.
Okay.
So, word is from Fox, it's official. They're doing a 12-episode mini. It's called 24 Live Another Day. Did you watch 24 back in the day?
I watched two seasons, and at the second season, when President Palmer got his hand all, jacked up.
Something.
No, he got his hand all like, oh, there's a crazy disease on my hand.
Yeah.
And it was like, oh my gosh, what's going to happen? And then I started watching the third season, and they just blew past it. Like, nothing was wrong with his hand. Like, he kind of mentions it in a handshake, and it was over. I didn't even want to watch it anymore. It's like, why are you not going to bring attention to the season finale, 24?
I don't know.
So I was mad.
Wow.
Legitimately angry, and I stopped watching 24.
All because of that.
All because they didn't even bring intent. If they can't resolve what happened to his hand,
right,
then it's over.
I don't even remember what you're talking about. They all kind of blend
remember
together.
Remember,
Mike, was that the season he was assassinated?
He was like shaking people's hands.
Oh, I mean.
I know he dies.
President Palmer.
President Palmer. Now he's on Allstate commercials.
I believe President Palmer is the reason that President Obama is in office because they said, that dude's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Look at all the stuff he can do. He can, jump off buildings.
Yeah.
Let's vote for that guy.
And now he's in Allstate commercials. So where's Obama going to end up?
Allstate commercials.
Oh, I was going to say State Farm.
State Farm.
I was way wrong. Okay. Static.
Matthew from Albuquerque.
Sup, Matthew from Albuquerque.
Hey, not much. Sorry I didn't call you guys yesterday. I was kind of busy with my new iPod.
We totally noticed.
Yeah, I was kind of downloading new apps like Instagram.
Wow.
What? Wait, Instagram? I thought you were already on Instagram. No, that's Sean.
I actually have
an Instagram account
because
I haven't downloaded the app.
Oh, right, because you got an iPod for your birthday. Right.
Oh. Yep.
How was that birthday of yours?
It was awesome. We ended up going out to eat at the 66.
Ah, yes.
With a few miles.
66 Diner?
No, they actually closed the diner a few years back.
No, they didn't. It's still definitely open.
66 Diner's definitely still open. They were part of our spring bling. They were very kind and helped us out with lunch. So big thanks to 66
Diner. I thought you guys were talking about the one that was up at the Route 66. Yeah, I mean, that one closed years back, but there's obviously still one in town.
Yeah. Oh, you're talking about somewhere obscure that nobody else knows what you're talking about? Okay,
good. It's at the truck stop up there near the 66.
Oh, okay, cool.
That one closed and...
Well, yeah, you just mentioned truck stop, and so you had me at truck stop. I get it. That's cool.
I get it, yeah.
Yeah.
Anyways, how are things going down there?
Oh,
fantastic.
No.
Gearing up to say goodbye to the interns, let them loose into the world, going back into the wild.
I'm going to prance around in the wilderness.
Going to be grown-ups. So.
Hunt for our own food.
Today we're doing something special for you, intern. We really are. Got a topic for you today.
Okay.
Sorry, Matthew, you were asking our intern a question. You guys go ahead and talk. We don't need... We'll stay over here.
What'd you ask?
did you guys enjoy your time here at Stack Radio?
Oh, yeah. Nico's not here
right now. Name is Steve-O, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, it's been a blast.
He's the best. He's hilarious.
This is
best in town, I've heard.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, without him here at the station, I don't know when I would start laughing at.
Right, because Mitch obviously isn't that funny.
There's not much.
Well, you guys are both funny. Just the Steve-O's laugh is just—it's just funny.
It's contagious. It's contagious.
Yeah, it's my laugh.
It is contagious.
What if I laughed like that?
wouldn't have a job in radio.
Really, really loud every time, too.
Oh, man. Thanks, Matthew.
You guys are welcome. Can you guys play me something by Amberlin?
Yeah.
Gosh, it's annoying.
I'll see you guys tomorrow, then.
Yep.
All right.
Don't do it. Please don't.
Okay. I won't. It's awful. It's the worst laugh ever.
It's obnoxious.
What if I really laughed like that?
If you really did. Is that what conversation has resorted to just now? What if I really laughed like that? And then you, like, legitimately laugh?
Yeah.
You need to get some sleep.
I do. Let's be honest. Yesterday was kind of crazy. It looked like they were filming Star Trek in our skies last night.
Why?
Because it was all like, and like thunder and lightning and like, yeah, and the spaceship. You didn't see the spaceship?
Oh, no, okay. No one even called me and told me to
show the weather was insane last night. And anytime it gets crazy like that, it's hard to sleep. You know what I mean?
What?
It looked like God was throwing a rave.
It's amazing.
And I was like,
it's
dude,
I love that when it does that.
Turn down the drum and bass.
I like open the curtains and sleep with the windows open.
And like thunders and stuff. And you're just like, yeah.
I grew up in the mountains right where there. That stuff was like right crazy.
No,
kidding.
No, thank you. No, thank you. Static!
What up, dude?
Hey! This would be Shane.
Dude, what's going on with you guys, man? Why do you gotta? You put out a ton of energy this early, brother.
Yeah,
it's too much.
Wait till 7 a.m. when I'm asleep.
Why are you going to be asleep at 7?
Well, because I try and pour it all out now, and then, you know, by 7 a.m. when I've exhausted all my energy.
Tank's empty.
Yeah. Tank's empty. That's when Sopo comes into play. That's why they open at 7, specifically for me.
Yeah.
Dude, I haven't had coffee yet, bro. I'm feeling the same way. I'm just not the same, man.
Yeah.
Got in the morning without coffee.
Yeah.
So anyway, dude, I'm driving out west, dude, on this freeway, and I look out to the left, and there's a double rainbow in the sky, dude.
All the way across the sky!
A double rainbow?
I just got that picture of it, dude.
And it's awesome. I've never seen one before, so I thought that was noteworthy. Yeah.
You know? Have you seen that YouTube video of a double rainbow?
Boom.
Dang.
Have you seen the YouTube video?
What we were just totally quoting?
That just saw the double rainbow for the first time?
No.
You need to see
crying.
It, bro.
Is that a big deal?
Seeing a double rainbow apparently is a big deal. You got to see this guy's YouTube video who filmed himself.
Did you start
like,
crying?
Discovering a YouTube video. I mean, a
discovering a YouTube video? So fucking
YouTube video!
Never heard of this band?
Oh, man.
They're awesome!
No, that's Mitch every day of my life. So, it's totally
Mitch,
cool.
I love you, dude. It's totally cool. Thinking on you. I hope you have an amazing morning.
What are you doing right now? What are you doing right now? You have 3 minutes. Sit down. Sit down. Watch this video with me. Watch. Hey, you have time.
Okay.
3 minutes.
Okay.
3 minutes. Watch. Sit down.
I want you to be completely honest right now.
Yeah.
How many of those minutes have you regretted? None of them.
3 minutes will never get back?
Probably none of them, actually. She always finds really funny YouTube videos because she has so much time on her.
Do you really?
She really does. She's the queen of YouTube videos.
She is. Dude. She really is. Amazing. That's why we all love Mitch, right?
Yeah. True story.
That's why
Mitch,
you love me.
And Mitch, I am going to find that video, and I'm going to watch that video.
You really need to.
Yeah, you
and
should.
And I'm going to turn in a 5-page essay.
Please do.
No. But I'll call you later. You guys have an amazing day, man. And if Social Distortion is in the lineup this morning, that's amazing.
Definitely. All right, buddy.
All right, guys.
Love you.
Shane.
I miss doing that.
Yeah.
I love that guy.
That's good stuff.
He's good people.
He is.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Hey, Stever.
Hey.
Hey, buddy.
When you're done over there, come over here. I got a video.
Okay, cool. Hold on. I'll be right there.
Oh, there he goes. I guess we're out of the whole YouTube video thing.
Yeah. I don't know how to work the screen either, so.
Why don't you know how to work the screen? Why are you doing that? So, how you doing?
Good.
Good?
Yeah.
I guess we're not in on the YouTube video.
I guess not.
Want to go watch it?
Maybe.
Is that a yes or no?
Oh, it's hilarious.
Why are you so
YouTube videos are so funny this early in the morning.
This.
It wasn't even...
You are so genuine right now.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
This is fantastic.
Oh my gosh.
Trade me.
No.
Yeah,
no, I'm playing a song. Thankfully, this has a longer intro so we can talk a little.
Yeah, okay. Canopy Climbers.
Yeah.
We actually premiered a new Rocket Boys yesterday that was remixed by Canopy Climbers. So apparently they're friends.
You're really close to the mic.
Which is always good.
Yeah.
You're really close to the mic.
Aww.
Yeah.
I'm sorry for everyone listening right now and for the rest of the morning, because I think this is how you're going to be.
Woo! Steve-O and Mitch!
In the morning.
Static. So Save Me, Sender Receiver. That song featuring Mike Maines from
Mike Maines. And the branches.
Yeah, yeah. Those guys.
So the branches are just like the people who play the instruments?
It should have been the branches. The branches.
Yeah.
Yeah, I gotta be careful.
Yeah, they do. Gotta be really careful.
Steve and Mitch, good morning.
Good morning.
Intern Caleb with us, hanging out. Nico didn't set his alarm clock. He texted me this morning. He forgot to set his alarm. There was a rash of that going around. It's an epidemic. Can two people be considered an epidemic?
Did you forget to set your alarm too?
Yeah, I somehow woke myself up because of the sun.
It's
getting
brighter.
Light earlier.
Mm-hmm.
And it has to be like black.
Yeah.
Like if I, yeah.
So the moment the sun's up, you wake up and freak out that you're late?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it hasn't been helping lately.
That happens to me too, even on the weekends.
Yeah. So Caleb, when are you actually graduating?
23rd.
The 23rd.
Maybe.
Are we all invited?
Sure.
Can everyone who listens come to your graduation?
Yes.
It'll be like, we'll be the obnoxious section.
Yeah.
So that when they call your name to get your diploma, we can all...
You just all scream and
stuff. And holler and insane.
Yeah, that's like every person.
Really?
Yeah, there's a section for like every person. And then some people have like multiple sections.
Wow.
For some reason.
Well, it's...
The really popular people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or they're just smart and they made friends outside of high school.
Awesome.
Somehow. When is it?
The 23rd.
I mean, where is it?
I think it might be here, actually.
Really?
It's usually here, isn't it?
I don't...
I'm pretty sure it's usually here.
How much are tickets?
I should. I have no idea.
It's free.
Yeah. See, I didn't even know whether it was free or not.
Yeah. What do you know about your graduation?
May 23rd.
Yeah. Did you get any diploma?
He's supposed to go.
About 99% of the original class is graduating.
And how many are in your graduating class?
14.
Stop it right
now. 127.
Really?
Something like that.
Are you just making stuff up now because you're tired of me asking you questions?
No, it's something like that. I don't know.
I didn't get the stripes memo today.
These questions are so interesting, too. You didn't get the stripes memo.
I didn't notice.
Do you own Nico got the stripes memo?
Do you own stripes?
No. You get like the sideways and the horizontal stripes thing.
It's called plaid.
Well, it's you know, close enough.
Oh, man. It is 6:33. It is Wednesday. It's the day that started it all. It's Wet News Day.
Breaking news. Social media has a way of bringing out racist behaviors. People make racial slurs and comments without thought and, in some cases, anonymously. And now a new map by Floating Sheep, a group of geography academics, analyzes the use of racist and homophobic terms on Twitter across the United States.
Oh, wow.
The state of Texas was found to have pronounced...
No!
The state of Texas was found to have pronounced usage of slurs against Hispanics. Tweeting racial slurs against blacks was not specific to one region. Instead, there are a number of pockets of concentration that demonstrate heavy usage of the N-word.
Really?
Tejas. Sorry, bro. Home state.
Yeah.
You all right?
I only lived there till I was like 8 or 9, okay?
Yeah, but you have this crazy drawl.
I do not.
Y'all.
That is so not accurate.
You have a very crazy, especially
so hard.
when your best friend, one of your best friends calls.
Teo.
Hey! Hey, Matt! Hey! What are y'all doing up there?
I do not talk like that. I talk like a normal human being.
Yeah, okay. Sure.
Don't resist the urge.
Yeah.
I know.
Just let it happen.
I kind of have a slight... It's okay. I could never lose y'all. That's always stuck.
Y'all gonna...
I used to get... When I first moved here... You see, here's the deal. Here's the deal, bro. That's only half the story, Twitter, okay? So apparently Texas is the most racist against Hispanics. Is that what it is?
Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe if the Hispanic community was nicer to Texas boys who move here, they wouldn't feel so discouraged and hide away and not want to go back to school and try and change the way they talk. You're bringing up really sad memories of my life. Thanks, Twitter.
So what did you end up doing?
Well, I tried to get rid of it. I'm not even being funny. I had like a really gnarly Texas accent. And we moved here, and I got made fun of regularly, which is kind of hilarious because I'm half Hispanic.
Yeah, I know.
So it was kind of like, it's not ironical. It's oxymoronical. It was just moronical.
It's just moronical.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
So, yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry to
so
bring
So maybe New Mexico was kinder.
But I feel like you need
as if the entire Hispanic population resides in New Mexico.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that sucks. Really? Texas yep. number one, huh?
Texas number one.
I have a question.
Yeah.
What was the region most, that was like most populated for using white racial slurs?
They probably didn't even check.
They didn't check.
I'm offended.
There you go. White German kid. At least you look like it.
Nico's the one who's German.
Yeah, I know. You look more German than Nico, because okay. You got like the blonde and the blue eyes. Yeah, like, and the, yeah.
The mustache.
And the little stash. Yeah. No? Okay.
The Hitler look is coming right back in.
Ethnist.
Breaking news. A man in Kentucky hid in a grocery store until it closed. Then he cooked himself 6 steaks, consumed an entire cake, and 57 cans of Ready Whip.
What?
Yeah.
57?
It's 57 cans of Ready Whip.
What? Okay, is Ready Whip is whipped cream though, right?
No.
Is it the cheese?
It's
like vegetable
oil. It's the whipped cream. But
oh,
it's like
gotcha.
Not. It's not the good
Let's
stuff.
Let's be honest.
Gotcha.
I prefer like these are the arguments that happened at Thanksgiving time.
Cool Whip.
They have to have both at my in-laws' house because like half of the family is like no, Ready Whip or any of the.
Just because it's fun.
I like that.
And then the other half is like no, give me a spoon.
I want
half
cool
the
whip.
Tub of Cool Whip on my pumpkin pie. It is not
I'm
pumpkin
there.
Pie if it is not. Half a tub of Cool Whip on top.
Yeah.
And then the other half goes, that's like, you can make glue out of that. And then it's like a war and we throw things at each other.
Who says you can't make glue out of the other one?
Yeah, I don't know. I think the kids just like the other one because you can just in your mouth.
Oh, heck yeah.
Like
you know
this
what?
Dude.
Okay. But he didn't even hit up the easy cheese. I'm all about easy cheese.
So is my wife.
So good.
We have like a plethora of Ritz crackers and that stupid cheese.
High school, okay.
That's nasty.
I'm about to admit something really disgusting. But in high school, we'd sit around and watch. Our show was The O.C., our show, my friend and I.
Wow.
We'd sit around and watch The O.C. and like make like pictures on our hands with the easy cheese because we ran out of the crackers and we'd just lick it off. So
I don't want to shake
good.
Your hand anymore.
And I love the OC.
It's like ants on a log.
Yeah.
Except it was on my hand.
So it was on your hand? Except that's with peanut butter, right? Ants on a log?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like celery, peanut butter, and raisins.
And then raisins. Yeah, we do the celery and the easy cheese.
Really?
Yeah.
Celery and easy cheese?
Yeah.
Don't
knock
bad.
It till you try it. It's actually quite delicious.
I believe it.
We grow our own celery in the backyard and the... And then,
you don't now.
Yeah, thanks.
You will.
We
see.
Need to landscape our whole backyard again. Yeah. Gosh,
you grow celery
is
in
not
the...
awesome. Yeah,
wow.
We used to grow like
I forgot that stuff was like it grows.
Yeah, it does grow.
It doesn't
yeah.
just you just
it
don't get it.
It was way but... awesome for roasts and for random snacks because then the kids could just pull a and then they just take it in the house and wash it off.
And then
it cost us a whole nothing. Well, time and nurture of our garden.
Yeah,
yeah.
I don't know if I have that time.
Yeah, you don't.
Nope.
No. Never mind.
What?
You were breaking news. Wait. We didn't even resolve. We're just like, oh, cool. Guy ate 6 steaks and 57
then he
things.
He cooked himself 6 steaks. He ate an entire cake.
Yeah.
And 57 cans of Ready Whip.
When did the police get involved?
Later. That's it.
That's the whole story? It doesn't resolve?
Nope.
Are you kidding me?
I bet I can make it resolve.
Okay.
He said he did.
Okay, so let's make up the rest of the story, Caleb, until she finds a real story.
All right.
So he had 6 steaks with his 4 imaginary friends, because who's going to eat 6 steaks alone, obviously?
Yeah.
57 cans of Ready Whip, and then after he was hopped up on the Ready Whip, he did what?
I don't know, but I feel like he only ate like three of those cans, and the rest of them is like sprayed on stuff.
So that's what he did. And then, because he's inside of like a Walmart or what?
A Walmart or what?
Oh, was he in like a Walmart
That'd
or
be
what?
Fun.
Was he in the Walmarts?
What no, was he was in Walmart. Just a grocery store in Mount Washington.
So then what he did, he didn't consume the 57
Ready Whips.
It's
a value market.
What he did was he found the longest aisle possible and then went and sprayed the Ready Whip until the entire aisle was covered in Ready Whip and made the world's fastest
slip and slide.
Yeah.
That's what I would have done
if I were insane and smoking crack like this guy obviously was.
Smoking crack.
He had to have been. Who does that? I'm going to hide out in a grocery store until it closes.
Oh, there's more to it. Police said when the lights were out, the video showed him drinking some beer, smoking cigarettes. He cooked and ate 6 steaks, some shrimp, and a birthday cake, as well as 57 cans of Ready Whip.
Mm. Oh, cool. He also allegedly soiled himself
and got close to changing too, so don't worry. He was probably really drunk.
Oh, afterwards, he climbed into the rafters and went to sleep.
Can you
that
smoke
sounds like
crack?
An endearing night.
Wow.
Yeah.
I guess.
I don't think you can.
Can what?
You smoke crack?
Smoke crack.
Yeah. That's, I think that's how you do it, right?
I thought it was like mainly sniffing.
Oh, okay. Well,
I think that's cocaine.
Crack cocaine.
You know what? We got to get someone on air who actually knows about this stuff. And we will stop talking about it and making assumptions.
Yeah. I won the DARE essay when I was in like
call
third
if you
grade
know about
for like the best DARE,
DARE?
Essay.
D-A-R-D.
Drug abuse resistance education or whatever. Yeah,
I had
the Dare Bear come.
I had that
McGruff the crime dog.
Did you mean any
Scruff
of it?
McGruff?
Scruff McGruff. Whatever.
Chicago, Illinois. 6061.
What? No, Scruff, McGruff the crime
McGruff.
Dog. McGruff.
Take a bite out of crime.
Scruff McGruff. Chicago, Illinois. 60652. Hello.
Jingle.
No.
Yes, that was his jingle.
That was his jingle. He had a jingle.
Like
this
he had commercials.
Like
wow.
Scruff.
They should make.
Only you can prevent
McGruff
forest
bite.
Fire.
That's Smokey
no,
the Bear.
That was, okay.
Scruff?
McGruff. Bites.
McGruff, Chicago, Illinois, 60652. Oh. It was a jingle.
Wow.
Where's Dan when I need him? Dan Costello, and I know that.
Okay. Well, apparently his name was Scruff. I thought it was just McGruff.
Scruff McGruff, Chicago, Illinois.
No, see, McGruff the crime dog and his pal Scruff. So there was Scruff and McGruff. See? McGruff the crime dog.
Which one's Scruff, though?
Man, I'm thrown off. You're freaking me out with this pseudo kid knowledge.
We got a phone call.
Yeah. Here, both lines are jammed. Here we go. Static!
Hey, man.
So,
how you doing?
Doing well. How you doing?
Hey, just kind of clarify for you guys real quick. I've been a cop for 6 years.
Yay!
You're crack cocaine thing. Okay,
yeah.
So, crack itself is like the little rocks. And yes, they do smoke it. So what they do is heat it up in a glass pipe, and it basically turns into gaseous state, you know, and they inhale the vapors.
Oh.
Cocaine, as Mitch said, yes, and inhaled, you know, typically through the nose, but also rub it on their gums, all kinds of crap. So,
wow.
So, yeah, they are, and it's not soluble, so they'll, like, swallow it, and it won't be digested or anything like that. So, yeah, that's always fun when they swallow a bunch of cocaine. They get a...
They
did take a nice trip to the hospital. So. Anyway,
wow.
I just want to clarify for you guys. So
thank you so much.
Thank
all
you.
Right, man, have a great day.
Static Radio is the educational band.
We are on the educational band.
We have a question.
Police officer just totally
I have a work
fixed
question.
Everything for us. Yeah.
Does that count as issues?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, it does. Static.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you guys?
Fantastic. How are you?
I'm half asleep.
I haven't finished breaking news.
I know.
Well, I was calling about that. I heard you say something about somebody that knows something about drugs needs to call. So,
yeah, but we just had a police officer call in, and he explained everything to us in a very police officer official manner. It was way great.
Oh, that's cute. Okay.
That's
cute. So then you didn't need my call then?
No.
Well, I mean,
we like hearing from you,
but not in the official drug
we don't
capacity.
Need of any
I feel like the police officer was
I'm like
pretty
freaking
like,
out a little bit right
yeah,
now.
I'm sure he was very thorough and
yes.
You know, yeah. and of course, any time that you know a police officer can comment versus a person, that's always better.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Yeah. Yeah. So what are you talking about, just so
well,
I know?
Well, it's breaking news. So, you know, we're about to give birthdays in T-minus, like, 30 seconds.
Okay, I better let you go so that you can finish the news.
All
right, you guys.
All right.
Thank you.
Cali Deb, everybody. Static.
Hey, brother, what's up, man?
What up?
Hey, dude, me and I picked up David. David's walking down the highway over here. And he really is really struggling with alcohol, man.
Wow.
That's his burden, man. He's just spent 3 days in a tough situation, and we're going to help him out of it. But, yeah, just if you guys could pray with him, man, I think that would be really good, man.
Absolutely, Shane. Hang out on the line with me, all right?
Okay, buddy.
Okay. All right, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to play a track. We're going to come back and do birthdays.
Yes.
Well, I'm sorry.
No, it's okay.
Breaking news is done. I don't need it. It's on hold. It's on hold until further notice. All right, cool. In the meantime, the digital age, all the poor and powerless, we're going to take care of some official biz.
That's right.
Official being like, you know, Jesus biz.
Yes.
That's just good. So, all right. I love Shane.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Steve on Mitch.
In the morning.
Static. The digital age, all the poor and powerless, Static Radio. Hey, real quick, before we do birthdays, which we're a little behind on, we just got a phone call from our dear friend Shane, who's out on the road, picked up a dude named David, and I would like the Static Radio community to lift up David in their prayers right now, struggling with alcohol addiction, and wants to kick it, wants to do something, but yeah. Absolutely incredible. Also coming up today at 9 a.m., don't forget Shock Therapy Live. We'll probably talk a little bit more about this. We've already been getting questions this morning for Shock Therapy Live with Pastor Nate Heitzig. And so that coming up in the 9 o'clock hour. But yeah, real quick, we just wanted to ask if the listening audience would lift up David in their prayers now. 6:52, little late, but we got birthdays.
But it's happening.
Oh, yeah. Now, off the air, you had said, I'm going to win today.
It's true.
Okay.
It's true.
Do you, like, know somebody's birthday today?
Today is May 16th?
Yeah.
Nope.
Oh, okay. All right. Steamer!
Longest 30 seconds of my life.
You know what? It happens. Thank you for being patient.
Yeah. Yeah. Good morning, sir.
All right. You ready?
Yes.
Yeah.
What are you laughing at?
You!
That wasn't a Steve-O laugh. Bring it.
That was a real laugh. It was real.
Bring it.
What?
Bring the Steve-O laugh.
No.
All right.
Oh, you mean the new one?
Yeah.
The new one?
No, please don't.
I want to hear it.
I hate it so much.
What are you talking about? It's just, I can't do it. I can't. It's my real laugh. I can't force it.
Yeah.
Right. Real.
It's crazy.
Here you go. Audio hint. Audio hint.
Today is PC's birthday.
No, it's from this. From a TV show that I didn't watch. I think it was like on a premium channel.
I was going to say.
Is he saying okay words?
Yeah. It's from The Sopranos.
Oh, I never saw it.
Yeah, so Mitch?
Today's James Gandolfini's birthday.
No, it's Jamie Lynn Sigler's birthday. I don't know who that is. Does anyone know who that is?
No.
Anyone?
No.
Interns?
No. Okay, someone from the Sopranos. I thought that would be important. No?
37. 29. 42.
Someone from the Sopranos?
42.
56.
32.
Dang it.
Did I say that one first or I said 42?
You said, yeah.
You ended with 42.
Yeah, he said 37. You said 37.
Okay. No, I said 42.
Sportscaster. Dan Patrick.
Yeah! Man, that would have been my second guess because I would have said
that's my
Chris
first
Berman,
guess.
But well, Chris Berman, I already had.
We're way behind on birthdays, so I'm just
speeding right through.
Yeah, 52.
Yeah. 54.
He's 57 today.
Oh.
Happy birthday, Dan!
Wow, he looks great.
He's a fan of the show.
I love Dan Patrick.
All right, former Secretary of State.
Oh, of course, Condoleezza Rice.
Yep.
Was she the Secretary of State?
Nope. Maybe. I don't know.
She was like the ambassador person or something.
Oh, okay.
I have no idea.
I don't know.
Madeleine Albright.
Of course.
72.
I've heard that name before.
72.
68.
She's 76 today.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Okay, now for this next one. We go back to the... let's see. The Dancing with the Stars show?
Okay.
I don't watch that.
Dancing with the Stars. And...
Not... Okay. Jerry Rice
Emmett
was first. Emmett Smith was second.
It's Emmett Smith's birthday.
Hey! Oh. Nicely done there, Nico. My brother met him in an airport and lost his mind.
What?
Didn't you meet him once, too?
Grew up crazy, crazy Cowboy fans. Actually, that's the reason why I'm not a Cowboy fan.
Because of Emmitt Smith.
So, anyway.
So, how old is Emmitt now? Really? Doesn't he do those gray hair commercials, too?
Yeah, exactly. So, that dude's got to be... I said Dan Patrick. Dan Patrick's 57?
51.
You retire, like, early, though, in football. Well, no, but he stuck around forever.
But he has gray hair.
I'm going to say 52.
Okay.
50. Former Dallas Cowboys running back Emmitt Smith, and who, of course, is very popular for Dancing with the Stars. He's 44 years old.
Yeah, that, yeah, I was really kind of feeling excited. That.
You built that up. Like,
yeah.
You're really
because no one retires, like, in their 40s.
No, I know. That's what I said. They retire young, but he stuck around forever, man. At least it seemed like.
Years have been rough on Emmitt.
Yeah, wow.
All right, this guy played the mathematical genius Charlie Epps on the series Numbers.
Nope. Is it the dude that looks like Kelly?
Yes.
I don't know his name.
The dude that looks like Kelly.
His name is David Krumholtz.
He was also Bernard in Santa Claus.
Yes, he was.
With Tim Allen?
Yeah. He was the
36.
He is 35.
He's 35.
Yes! Woo! Yay, me.
Okay, since we had so few birthdays today, I got two...
Is that it?
That's it?
Well, these count. I got two inanimate objects today.
I'm not going to get these.
Inanimate object one or two?
One.
Okay, inanimate object number one for today.
Okay.
Baseball.
And it really is baseball. On this date in 1941.
No.
Come on, Steve-O.
41.
Babe.
I'll give Steve-O a small hint.
The Red Sox traded... What?
One of my highlights from doing PA for UNM Baseball was announcing...
Joe DiMaggio.
This name. Yeah.
Joe DiMaggio.
Yeah.
On the day in 1941, married Marilyn Monroe.
Oh, good guess, but not right.
No.
Now, on this date in 1941, baseball player Joe DiMaggio started his record-breaking 56-game hitting streak.
Yeah. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
56 games in a row, he got a hit.
56
hit.
Games.
56.
Is that not normal?
Does Steve-O get a half point for
no.
this?
No!
That's why baseball's so boring.
Is that still like the record?
I should get a half point. I should at least get a half
point.
No,
a half
you don't.
Point?
I got Joe DiMaggio right.
Okay, I would have never gotten that right.
I don't care.
That you don't get a half point for that.
Mine wasn't even a guess. Mine was a knowledge thing. Yours was a stupid guess on
date,
a birthday date guy
the
name.
The date was 1970.
John Lennon released his first solo record.
The Beatles.
They were still together in 1970.
Yes, they were. The last LP, Let It Be, was released in the United States in 1970 on this date.
Just Let It Be.
See, I thought it was trying to throw me off. So I thought maybe John Lennon. I didn't know they were still. I don't know.
My mom was singing this last night.
Really?
Just, yeah, randomly.
Your mom seems really cool.
She is cool.
Let it be.
Okay, hey, Harmony,
she's probably freaking
shut
out.
You're writing the Beatles.
Just let it be.
Hey, Mitch wins. Hey,
Mitch is that girl in the back of the bus that always had the headphones on, that was always singing like high harmonies that were just off enough,
no,
but not too off.
I sing low.
So,
harmonies.
To where you thought it was like,
oh, I sing high harmonies.
That sounds right.
I'm okay with it.
Let it be.
Just let it be.
Let it be.
No, I was that person that went to go see Across the Universe in theaters and sang along.
Oh, never seen it. Yeah.
Okay. It's all Beatles songs.
Yeah, no, I know. Never seen it.
Let it be.
All right, taking a quick break. Coming right back, we got some Mumford & Sons. First up, All Sons and Daughters. And, of course, the 7 o'clock hour. It's Wednesday. We got lots to do today.
We do.
So we'll take care of some business and then... Yeah.
All right.
All right. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static. All sons and daughters, oh, how I need you. Static Radio, good morning. Steve-O and Mitch hanging out.
What's up?
I'm hanging out. Mitch is typing. She can't.
I can do two things at once. Yes, I can. Watch. Yep. Look at me.
Okay.
What?
Yeah, exactly. You would. Found this story and thought it was an interesting one. Students at an Orthodox Jewish school in Brooklyn have been banned from wearing thick framed, I call them Buddy Holly glasses. The retro glasses.
I look just like Buddy Holly.
Yeah. Yeah. Rivers Cuomo, Weezer.
Mm-hmm.
He rocks those glasses.
Yep.
They're very fashionable right now with celebrities.
They've been fashionable for a
with
long
hipsters.
Time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what sucks is, like, Joey, well, you look back at, like, you rock and stuff. We both, the first season, I had those.
Uh-huh.
And then Joey did not have glasses. And then the second season.
Because both couldn't have
them. We couldn't have them at the same time.
Right.
So, like, then he had to have them. But, yeah, I've rocked those. Like,
it's
those,
the same. Yeah. No,
they've become super popular.
I know.
And because of that, cannot do it.
Because of how popular they are.
It's like,
oh
no,
my gosh!
Refuse to.
You are that person.
Yeah, I am.
You're a hipster.
No.
They're all done wearing those glasses.
Cool. Still not going to wear them. I know too many people that still do.
You have them. You own a pair.
Yeah, I know.
Don't wear glasses. You are a hipster.
Yeah, I'm so over glasses.
Yeah.
So.
That's okay. There's enough jillions of people in the world that don't wear glasses. That's cool for me. It's when it becomes a trend, and that's like the thing you see. I don't want to do it.
Never mind.
I don't want to be a part of it.
You always have to look at people's glasses and wonder, are those real? Like, are those?
Yeah, makes me crazy.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, oh, yeah, how great, Celeste. I actually have contacts on because I can't see without them.
Hey, Celeste, I love that you have 20/20 vision and you're wearing those and you don't have to. Cool. Have great day,
Celeste.
Because she has 20/20 vision.
Because she has 20/20, because she has incredible vision.
Yeah.
And she chooses those frames. Well, at one school,
but they look great.
Not gonna happen.
Nope, cutting that out.
Students at this Orthodox Jewish school in Brooklyn. It's called the Bobover Yeshiva Zion School.
It's Jewish.
Yeah, it's Jewish. It's in Borough Park. Caters to members of the Babach. It's a sect.
I heard Zion.
Yeah. Recently reviewed a letter written in Yiddish from the school telling them about this new policy. Yeah. I would love to see how you say hipster in Yiddish.
They say, quote,
we're asking that everyone buy simple glasses. The yeshiva will not tolerate thick plastic eyeglasses.
Say it again.
Seriously, that's true. This is true.
No, I want you to say it like that again.
Thick frames. No, I can't do it.
Barbra Streisand.
I was hoping we'd have some.
Is that what you were typing in?
No, Barry and Bat Yasagah. Let's see.
What? There it is.
Baruch Habach. Is that crazy that I actually knew we had that
in
the system? I used to do this show called Worship in the World, where
and
we would do stuff from all over the world. Yep, thick frames, currently trendy, of course. We all know that.
Yeah.
Thankfully, no one in here today is rocking those. But, yeah. Ah, look at this. They say it's trendy amongst people attempting to look nerdy or seem more intelligent than they really are. They're number one and number two celebrities right now, they say. LeBron James and Justin Timberlake.
Really?
Yeah, LeBron James always rocks those.
And Justin Timberlake does too.
JT kind of does too.
But that dude's a musical genius.
Well,
I don't know what they're playing.
Apparently, officials at Bobover Yeshiva it's a big school. They believe the glasses give the child a very coarse look and represent new modernism. Wow. So they've completely banned the wearing of hipster glasses at this school.
Do you think that was necessary? Do you think that's them going too far?
I don't know.
Yes.
They say, quote, what we have to commit ourselves to is we have to stand on top of this and not tolerate new modernism.
We don't tolerate that stuff.
Oh, man. The good deed that accompanied the Jews in Egypt was that they didn't change their names, their clothes, and the same strength is still accompanying us and maintaining us in exile in all generations, including the hipster generation.
Wow.
It doesn't matter what age, a student cannot come to yeshiva with these glasses.
Okay.
You can't come. Parents are asked to exchange the frames and told that the expense should be viewed as an educational boost.
Wow.
Parents, feel free. 505-338-3700. The school is not paying for new glasses for the students. And a lot of these students have the quote-unquote hipster glasses. So school officials said, you know, hey, sorry. These are all banned. Oh, your kids need those to see?
Too bad.
The expense in your wallet should be viewed as an educational boost. Get after it, parents. It's only a couple hundred bucks.
When I was in school, things were banned were like the colors like red and black together.
Yeah.
And funeral shirts.
Funeral shirts?
Yeah, you weren't allowed to wear like things that said like in memory of with like a picture of the person's face.
Why not?
Wow. How many people in your school died that they had
liking people?
I don't know. It was elementary school. I didn't understand the rules.
Oh, wow.
I did not understand the rules. No holes in your jeans.
You couldn't wear in memory of t-shirts?
No.
And secondly, there were enough people wearing in memory of t-shirts that they had to make a rule?
I don't know. It was APS. It wasn't just my school.
Wow.
It was just APS.
Yeah, school officials are also reported to have visited a local eyewear shop to decide which glasses are acceptable and which are not. And Lumiere Eyewear, a local optical shop, said that it's already exchanged 30 pairs in just 2 weeks. 30 pairs.
Oh,
that means parents are going back and paying.
That's ridiculous.
Because this one school says, no. Hey. Back in Egypt, we didn't change our name. And we are not wearing hipster glasses.
And apparently they're all wearing the same robes and stuff still.
Dude. Yes. Static!
Hi, my name is Terry, and I wanted to comment on the glasses.
Yeah!
I am a mom, and if those are in fashion now, isn't that pretty much all you can buy for the kids to wear so they're supposed to be blind?
Good job, Mom. That's a really good island.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a really good observation.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I just wonder at the common sense of some people.
Yeah.
It's blown out the window.
There you go. Thanks for the call. 505-338-3700. Static.
Good morning. It's Sunny.
Hey, hi, Sunny.
Hey. So my husband is in the military, and he has to wear military issue glasses.
Oh, wow.
And they are about the coolest thing I've ever seen. They look cool and black, and they look sort of like something from the 60s that you might see June Cleaver's husband wear.
See, that's cool, like Buddy Holly glasses.
Yeah.
Yes, they're so sweet. And I can't find anything like that because I want some for myself.
That's awesome. That is
so
awesome.
Those poor kids, what if one of their parents are military and they have to wear military issue glasses?
Ooh, that's a really good question. Mm. I don't know.
So what am I talking about? I don't know.
Do they have any military bases in Brooklyn? Like, there's like...
I'm sure.
Okay.
But I want some military issue glasses because they are sweet.
There you go. Thanks for the call, Sonny.
So we asked on Facebook, what piece of clothing or accessory would you ban if you could?
Okay. Hoodies?
Yeah.
Casey
put hoodies.
Fired.
Hoodies is like my go-to.
That's my go-to
as
well.
That's my comfort.
I don't care. It's 90 degrees outside and I'm like,
hoodie.
Yeah, but I could roll the sleeves up.
Yeah.
I need my hoodie.
It feels so nice. Especially, I really miss the pullover hoodie.
The pullover.
Well, it just doesn't have the zip.
Pocket?
Yeah, with the front pocket.
Not the zipper.
It's
the front. Where
During summertime, I have the withdrawal of where are my pockets?
It's like a built-in fanny pack.
Yeah.
You don't even need a fanny pack.
Did you ever stuff it with stuff?
Of course.
You're like,
no.
Yeah. Okay, why don't we?
Yeah. I'm a dude. But you can oh, there's Kleenex. Oh, there's some. Yeah, no. That's what fanny packs are for. I totally rocked a fanny. No, I did not.
Oh, okay. Those are coming back in.
For my Walkman, bro.
Right.
Kleenex box.
If I'm being completely honest, in third grade.
Really did.
Of course, dude.
I had fanny pack.
Yeah, you have your Walkman in there?
Mm-hmm.
Where else are you going to put your Walkman?
I had a fanny pack.
In your pocket?
No.
Okay, wait.
Okay.
How big were these things?
I was just about to say, you obviously did not grow up then.
With Walkmans.
A Walkman was the size of a brick.
Dang.
I mean, you had to put an entire cassette tape in there.
That's true.
And the cassette tapes weren't that big, but the stuff to make the cassette tape work.
Right. It wasn't like today where technology was like micro like size and everything was tiny and awesome.
No iPod shuffle?
No iPod shuffle. Sorry, buddy.
What about a Walkman shuffle?
No Walkman shuffle. A Walkman
it's
shuffle.
It's called a Walkman shuffle. Is when you're playing your Walkman and you're shuffling. You're walking around.
It was called fast forward and then rewind. So you couldn't skip tracks. You actually had to listen to the whole record.
Did you ever have that moment where you're pressing play, but you accidentally press record at the same time? You're like, no! And you record over part of your song.
Only if it's a mistake, though. Because normally you would just pop off the two little tabs on the... Come on, the tape, bruh. Yeah. You always just pop them off, because then you could tape over them if you ever wanted to retape.
Exactly.
You know? You guys have zero clue what we were talking about right now.
I actually kind of do have a clue.
Okay, good.
Yeah, because some YouTubers were talking.
Oh, wow. Gosh,
on my podcast.
Dude. Oh, my gosh. So, a couple things going on. If you could ban any accessory of clothing right now, what would you ban? Officials at the school in Brooklyn have decided to ban hipster glasses, forcing a bunch of parents to pony up and buy their kids new glasses. That's insane.
Yeah, that's crazy. Travo says on Facebook, hey, if we have to follow regulations in the Army, then I think schools in Brooklyn should have to as well. Just kidding. However, someone in charge must have a chip on their shoulder against some individual with unauthorized eyewear.
Maybe they saw Biebs on, like, Ellen or something, and it was like, oh,
he doesn't wear those glasses. Not often. Okay. I know you keep up with him.
I do, constantly, because I'm always looking over your shoulder, and that's usually what you're watching on YouTube.
Bieber videos.
All the Bieber videos. Yep, yeah, exactly. Good job.
There is stuff going on all around Albuquerque, like an accident. Right lane is blocked on I-40 East at 4th Street. That's exit 159A. I report an accident there at least twice a week.
Mm-hmm.
That's just not a good intersection or whatever. Traffic lights are not working, so caution on San Mateo Boulevard, just to San Mateo, at Gibson. And lots of construction everywhere. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast, right here on the Calvary campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669.
Are we calling?
It's 505-338-3669.
Oh, happy day.
Yeah.
Monday, Tuesday, happy day.
Go never, I've never seen that show in my life.
This is Dan. How can I help you?
Yay! What is going down?
Well, actually... glasses into the trash receptacles in Brooklyn.
Oh my gosh. Why?
Yeah, a Jewish school out there called the Bobover Yeshiva B'nai Zion School. I don't know. Thank you. They wrote parents to say that they've outlawed thick-framed, retro, hipster-looking glasses.
Oh!
Forcing the parents to shell out cash to get their kids new glasses.
Well, they already shelled out a bunch to buy those thick-framed hipster shades to start with, which is funny because they're all very plasticky looking, but they sure do look cool.
Yeah. Mm. So, if you could ban like one piece of clothing or accessory right now, what would you ban people from using?
Tank tops.
Tank tops?
What? Yeah. I love tank tops.
Yeah, I think Caleb only wears tank tops.
Yeah. So. That's why he and I do not get along.
This is just crazy animosity built up between you two. It's really awkward.
That's why I'm just really glad we're really far apart from one another. Tank topness on a regular basis.
I hear you. Uh-huh. That's like sleepwear to me. Like, what are you doing?
Right, okay. right.
Whatever.
Dude,
have you ever seen me rock a tank top?
Twice.
Yeah, sure.
Someday I'll rock one, and you'll understand why they should not be rocked.
There you go. V-necks for me. You're wearing a V-neck. Well, you're a girl. It doesn't count.
I'm a girl.
V-necks on guys.
V-neck.
No.
You know what? V's aren't bad. It's the deep V.
The deep V?
Deep V's are not cool.
The way you can see their belly button.
V's, you're like, what are you doing?
Yeah. No, thanks. Gross.
Have you guys seen Jesus Christ Superstar?
Yes.
Like Judas's V-neck?
Yeah, like that, pretty much, basically.
That's not okay.
Oh, man. Citizens Made Alive. Static Radio.
Good morning.
Yeah. Steve-O and Mitch hanging out with you. Along with our interns, Caleb and Nico. What?
Ooh, song request. Santiago would like to hear Remember the Empire by House of Heroes.
Ooh, yes. House of Heroes going to be here. Coming up.
Woo!
Friday, June 14th. along with Come Wind. And I couldn't be more excited. It is our birthday party, so, you know, we're going to have a good time. We're going to have piñatas.
Piñatas, y fiestas, yeah. Y mariachis, yeah. Y sombreros, right. Y azul,
right.
Y naranjo.
Okay.
Y música.
Música.
Yeah. 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 How do you say House of Heroes in...
Casa de Heroes.
Exactly. We actually have some tickets available. We got a count, and we do have a limited number. I can't stress limited enough. We have a limited number of tickets available. If you would like to get tickets to our birthday bash... Do so by going online right now. MyStaticRadio.com. You'll see the huge banner. It says, Birthday Party!
Woo!
House of Heroes!
The first and, little slide yeah, on the carousel.
There you go. Tickets are $15. And if you want to go to our birthday party, I promise you, I will guarantee it is going to sell out.
Yeah,
so,
it's going to sell out probably by the end of this week. I can't imagine.
Yeah, so I'm thinking you should definitely jump on tickets if you want to see House of Heroes Come Wind and hang out with us for mm-hmm. our second birthday party. It's going to be fantastic.
Yes,
so.
Indeed.
We were talking about the school in Brooklyn who's decided to ban quote-unquote hipster glasses, the retro-looking big-framed glasses. Not cool anymore, apparently.
Oh, they...
In Brooklyn. Or so cool that a school had to ban them.
Too cool for school.
Yeah. Oh, man. So we have like dual questions going on because officials at the school banned these hipster glasses, forcing a lot of parents to buy new glasses. The school's comment on that was, well, think of the cost as an educational tool. Yeah, that's just going to be a nice little thing for you parents. Don't worry about the $200 you're going to spend on the glasses. That's an educational cost right there. An educational boost is the exact quote. So I'm sure some parents were quite upset. Lumiere Eyewear, a local optical shop, said it's already exchanged 30 pairs in just 2 weeks because of this.
Wow.
Yeah.
Really going for it.
So one, parents, what do you think about this rule? And two, if you could ban... any piece of clothing, any accessory, you can't just call and say Urban Outfitters. We know.
Oh my gosh, whatever.
I'm just kidding.
Oh, okay.
I'm just kidding.
Okay.
Don't get mad, Stripes. If you could ban anything, what would it be? Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. You can also give us a call. Phone lines are open, 338-3700.
Before I read TJ's comment, I have a very important question.
Yeah.
Where's my hat?
What do you mean?
Where's my hat? Steven.
What do you... I don't know what you're talking about.
What'd you do with my hat?
Oh, you're not wearing your hat. I just realized you weren't wearing your hat.
Yeah. Where did it go?
I don't know.
Look at me. Where did it go?
I don't know.
What did you do with my hat that you hate?
Wait. I didn't do anything with your hat.
Have you not read the
dress code? Weren't you hanging it on your chair?
Yeah, see? Exactly. It's probably in your office.
What if it's in the trash, What if you were, like, spinning around and it fell down in that trash can right
next to you? See, I thought you had it in your office.
It's not.
Can we please get back to the topic at hand?
Yeah, okay.
I didn't do anything with your stupid hat.
Do you know where my hat is?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's in your office. It's got to be, right? I can't say with this for certainty that it's in your office. Can we please get to this topic?
Yes.
Thanks, TJ.
What piece of clothing accessory would you ban if you could? And TJ says, flat-billed hats.
Mm.
You ain't thug life. Fold the bill.
My bills are like pseudo-folded.
They are. No, they're not at all.
They're flat?
Yeah, you have the flat.
Okay.
Yeah, that.
It's just like that.
All right. See, I don't mind those. Static!
You could ban the low shirts. Lowe's pants, like Lowe's underwear.
Like if you, I thought you meant like if you work at Lowe's.
Those pants are annoying.
What color are their pants?
Tacky.
I like their vests.
You always know who works there.
Exactly, because they have just stylish
but
vests.
But low cut pants.
You mean like
hip puggers?
Yeah.
Yeah, like the hip ones that people think are so cool and show their underwear.
Well, they're just so hip. Get it? Thanks for the call.
Those are for real hipsters.
I agree with that.
Me too. Those are,
it's like,
you can't even sit down in those.
Especially if they have a belt on.
What
and
is
it's
the point?
Below their butt.
Yeah, okay.
Like, why?
Yeah. It's like,
why do you have a belt?
You want to know why? Because in 2002.
To keep it on your thighs?
In 2002, Britney Spears made that like a huge thing.
Ah.
But guess what? It's 2013 now.
Static!
I think they should totally ban those colorful pants.
Colorful pants.
What?
Also should ban...
I'm offended.
Speakerphone.
Yeah.
Static!
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
Is this Heather?
Hey.
Heather.
Okay. Hi. Okay, oh, you know what I cannot take? I cannot take it because I am a middle school teacher. I cannot take it is when people let their little girls or any girls wear like cheer or cool or awesome on their little booties.
Flirty.
Yeah. Or,
I can't want that.
Yeah, right.
Am I supposed to?
Anything on the butt. Anything written on the butt.
Yeah, not cool.
Not cool.
I agree with you.
It makes me panic.
Are you a teacher in Moriarty Municipal Schools?
No, I am not. I am a APS teacher.
They haven't banned that yet?
No, they don't really. They don't have that at the school. But they have it, like, when I'm walking around
things?
At the mall or something like that, I'm like, oh, no. That's how I feel. Like, chasing after them like that.
You're, like, trying to protect them?
I would. I would just, like, shield them. I would take a curtain and just be like, no.
Just, like, covering everyone's eyes.
All you gotta do is get, like, a big napkin type thing, you know what I mean?
No,
like,
it brings more
like the cloth napkins that they you get at restaurants and tuck it into their pockets. Right?
It's like a ducktail.
Just tuck it into their
pocket. That wouldn't be weird. It would be weirder
than putting a word on your butt so people read it. I'm just saying.
I just, like, you know, just tackle them with a sheet and then tie it around them and be like, look, you have a cape.
Look, you have a cape.
Oh, look, now you're awesome. Now you're super. Now you're cool. Okay, go on.
Oh, Heather, we miss you so much.
We love hearing from you.
Yeah, we love it.
Oh, well, good talking to you guys. I'll see you later.
All right, love you, Heather. She's amazing.
She's Heather.
She's incredible. I'm glad it's going to be summer, so maybe she can call
talk
in
a little
more.
Bit more.
Yes. Static.
The world needs advanced skinny jeans. Period.
Skinny jeans.
Disagree.
Okay.
Rita says the same thing.
We have a rebuttal from Creepy Caleb, and go.
I like him.
That's your rebuttal?
Yeah.
Well, he follows it up. He follows up the whole he likes skinny jeans with he has toothpick legs, so they aren't really skinny
legs.
On him.
These are supposed to be skinny jeans. They don't look skin tight on you. I have to usually wear like super skinny, but I got the wrong size of pants this time.
Okay. Yeah, those don't look skinny
jeans-ish
on you.
They look normal.
They look like
jeans.
They were
skinny on the model, but not on me.
So yeah, you look good, bro. Those look normal.
Yeah.
So you don't want to ban skinny jeans. You want to make the spandexy stuck to you jeans.
No, I could wear super skinny.
That's okay, because they don't look like skinny jeans.
So that's okay, but Rita on Facebook says skinny jeans on people that are not skinny.
Yeah.
Yes.
When it's skin tight, too.
Yeah.
Blood clots. Bro, you got to be careful.
Yeah. Plus, how do you run?
Chip pants. I don't like that.
How can you run with those on?
You can't run. They're not. That's
right. Static.
Hey.
Hello.
Well, commenting on, I believe her name was Heather.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Talking about the whole word on the pants.
Yeah.
So what I understand is girls will do that, and they'll wear the low-cut tops, and then they complain when you actually read them or look at them.
This is true. But you still shouldn't read them or look at them.
You really shouldn't.
It's no excuse. Now stop looking at them.
Well, I was just waiting.
Was that Niall?
Static! Sounded like him.
Hi, this is a fan of Creepy Caleb.
Hey, fan of Creepy Caleb.
Hi.
Hi, Caleb. So I don't think overweight people should wear leggings.
Yeah, this is true.
Well,
unless they're in ballet.
I'm going to follow up with that and say I don't think people should wear leggings like as pants ever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It just shows everything.
It really does. Exactly. Thanks for the call. Static.
Hey, guys. It's Calvin from Mobs.
What's
up?
I just want to comment that I haven't heard Heather on the radio forever, and that just like totally made my day.
Right?
See, Heather? Dude, call in more.
She's got a magical voice. Just makes everybody feel
amazing.
Better.
Did she ever end up getting on the show with you guys?
She came in the studio
once. She did. Mm-hmm.
One whole time?
But I understand why now, because she has, like, a van full of kids, or maybe not a van.
She's a teacher. She's got a crazy life. Her husband's, like, a sergeant general.
Yeah.
He's the surgeon general.
For the middle school.
Yeah. So there you go.
She's a busy woman.
We need more of that.
Agreed.
Thanks, Calvin.
You're welcome.
All right. Static.
Hello.
All right, good. Cool.
You look like a lady.
Exactly. Skinny jeans.
You look like a
chick pants.
What would you want to ban? Apparently a lot of people want to ban skinny jeans.
I have good news, everybody.
What?
Really, really good news. If the zombie apocalypse happens, none of them can run. And they'll all just be eaten first. And then we'll have a bunch of hipster zombies running around.
But you know,
which would actually be kind of trendy because zombies are so in right now.
They don't want to wear, like, they don't want to eat brains because it's too mainstream.
So they'd have a bunch of vegan zombies running around?
Exactly. They would be completely useless.
Chilling out.
What do they eat? Yeah. What do vegan zombies eat?
Liver.
Oh, okay.
Stever.
Hey.
Hey.
Manprees.
Manprees?
Ooh, those are awful.
Are those like,
yeah, they go like right there.
You know who's wearing those this week? And it was like this big story that's not a story to me. Dwayne Wade from the Miami Heat.
Oh, really?
He came in like in a full suit and he had like...
Manprees on?
Yeah.
I was seriously going to guess an NBA player just as a joke.
For real. Dwayne Wade. That's it was weird. Yeah. Static.
Hey, it's Martha.
Hey!
What's up, Martha?
Hey, I think out of everything you're talking about, my biggest gripe is guys wearing their pants below their butt with their...
Yeah.
Yeah.
With,
oh, my
with
God.
With a belt.
Okay,
and
okay.
A
with
word
a belt.
On their underwear.
Hate that.
Yeah, combining everything. Honestly, what stresses me out is the fact that when it's under their butt, they're skinny jeans.
Mm-hmm.
Like, wait, you couldn't pull them up?
I know.
Like, why are they so tight right here?
What makes me crazy is watching the X Games. Because you see snowboarders, and they'll have it, as a snowboarder, I'm like, how does that work?
I don't
know. How is it that you wanted to do that so much so that everybody could see your butt hanging out? Because as a snowboarder, I feel like I would just trip all over myself because...
Right.
It's
on Facebook, Wooly agrees. He says drooping pants.
Drooping pants, yo. Static!
Hey, it's Niles.
Hey, Niles.
And I want to clear something up. That was not me.
Okay. Thank you, Niles.
Sounded like you, Niles.
Also, what were you saying?
No, I didn't think it was you either.
Okay. Good.
Okay, good. I just chose you guys say Niles. I'm all, that is not me.
I'm also not shamed.
One thing I want to ban is the booty shorts.
Booty shorts? So,
on guys, for sure.
Yeah,
gross.
For sure, bro. Daisy dudes.
Oh, my gosh.
Those are called Daisy dudes.
So I go to this Christian camp in Texas every year.
Uh-huh.
Almost all the girls are wearing them. I'm like, are you kidding me?
Well,
this
you said
Christian
Texas.
Camp.
You said Texas.
True.
Daisy Dukes. Texas. That's where she lives. Daisy Duke lives.
Just start handing out
Texas.
Pants, dude.
Well, I mean, what do you want?
Do it. Just start handing out sweats.
Buy
some like sweatpants and start handing them out.
Thanks, Niles. The real Niles.
You forgot your pants.
Static.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Well, first of all, I would ban gangsta pants. You know, like gangsta pants. You know, it's like pull up your pants. Are you in a gang for real?
Right.
You know what I mean? Okay, that I would ban. But I wanted to make a comment on the leggings. Leggings are acceptable when worn underneath a mini skirt. That's acceptable.
Yeah, under other
but
clothing.
I agree with the whole no, don't wear them unless, no, not cool. But if you have a mini skirt, it's actually pretty stylish. And ladies, you can add a pair of Ugg boots to that as well. And you're looking really super stylish.
Okay.
I thought
word so, up.
There you go.
Okay.
Had to tell you guys that.
Thanks, Callie Deb. Yeah. Next time I wear a miniskirt, I'll totally rock leggings. Thank you. Thank you. Man, I'm telling you. Zombie apocalypse, please happen.
Yep.
Everybody with sagging pants will be eaten first because they can't run. And skinny jeans. It solves all our pant problems.
Yes.
Skinny jeans and sagging pants.
Steven says I'd take away girls wearing tights instead of pants.
Yeah.
And Crocs.
Of, isn't that the same as leggings?
Yeah,
tights?
Take away Crocs,
tights, right?
Please.
Yeah. That's kind of the same thing.
Yeah, Brandon
why do those
says
still
jeggings.
Exist?
Uh-huh. Speaking of clothing, we're going to be talking with Teresa from the Albuquerque Rescue Mission
coming up.
We got a lot of clothes in studio, actually, from a listener, so
we
I'm excited about that. Also excited about our birthday party coming up Friday, June 14th. House of Heroes will be hanging out with us, along with Come Wind. You want to get your tickets? We have a very limited number of tickets that we put up on the web today. And, man, if you are planning on going to the show, do not wait. Don't try and think you're going to get them at the door. Don't be like Nico over here, who thought he was going to get tickets at the door. Door and
tell your story,
home.
Nico.
Yeah, it doesn't happen.
Doesn't
at the Lobo.
Happen. Actually, yeah, Lobo Theater's got it's a small intimate venue.
Yeah, exactly.
I love it. It's a great show because then you can tell all your friends like, hey,
you know
Like 300 of my closest friends.
Yeah, you know what sucked about being at the Lobo in December for King and Country?
Is nothing?
Nothing, no. Oh,
standing
outside in the cold.
Oh, yeah.
Around the building and then walking out and be like, sorry, guys, gotta go home.
Yeah, sold out.
That was great.
Oh. Sorry.
But the good news is there's always the line that says tickets and then the other line that says, we'll call because you already bought your tickets. And yes. That line's always much funner.
Exactly.
Yeah, so.
I was probably in that line then.
Be the person in the will call line and get your tickets now at mystaticradio.com. Taking a quick break, coming right back. Some requested House of Heroes to get you pumped for the birthday bash. And Teresa from the Albuquerque Rescue Mission joining us in the 8 o'clock hour. We'll talk more about what you would ban right around the corner. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static. Anchor and Braille. Goes without saying.
Because it does.
It really does. Static Radio, good morning. Steve-O and Mitch.
Hey.
Hanging out with you. The weather.
When it rains.
A little crazy. It's sprinkling outside.
I kind of love it.
So I'm happy right now.
Yep.
So is Shirley Manson.
Good.
Sprinkling as in we felt at least one drop on our way to Sopos.
It still looks a little overcast. Make sure you rock a light jacket or something. As you head out on your Wednesday.
A super light jacket since it's supposed to be in the 90s.
Make sure.
Gosh.
What?
Yeah.
Really?
Super. Yeah.
Ugh. I don't like that. Nope. I don't like when it's 90 and overcast and weird.
No, there is a story, I can't remember, it's some random city in some random state where it was snowing 2 weeks ago.
You're such a
I know, thank you. It's
journalist.
Like it might be like Omaha or
Man,
something.
Such a journalist.
Snowing 2 weeks ago.
Uh-huh.
Yesterday it reached 100 degrees.
Wow. Yeah, make sure you rock some sunscreen because these are the worst kind of days for sunburns, actually. We're on the educational van.
Yes, and if you are new to the 505 area, dress in layers.
Yeah, don't let this overcast weather fool you. If it gets to 90 degrees and you can't see the sun, it still sees your skin.
Exactly.
It still means to destroy you. Not really.
Dress in layers.
That, yeah.
No meaning because, like, in the morning it's kind of chilly, and then you're like, oh, it's kind of this is nice. Take off the first layer.
Yeah.
Then you're like, oh my gosh, it's freaking hot.
Yeah.
And then you.
And then
tank
you
top.
Pull layers off. Right.
Tank
thus,
top.
The long sleeve shirt and the Green Lantern t-shirt
there
underneath.
There you go. Nice.
Hello.
Yeah, you planned.
I did. Planned ahead of time.
Plus, it's always winter in the studio.
Speaking of clothing and layers and necessities.
Yeah.
Teresa from the Albuquerque Rescue Mission making her way in momentarily. We're talking about a school in Brooklyn. Oh, yeah.
That's right.
They've actually banned hipster glasses. They called them the retro-looking, thick-framed glasses. Glasses that are very popular right now with celebrities and hipsters, mm-hmm. quote-unquote.
Justin Timberlake, apparently.
Yeah, and LeBron James. They've banned them and told the parents they needed to get their kids new glasses. This was my favorite part. The expense should be viewed as an educational boost.
Well, obviously. That's why you need to donate to MyStatic Radio.
Right?
Because
we're educational.
Yeah.
It's an educational boost,
yes,
people.
Exactly.
We need new glasses.
Exactly.
I can just see some parent of one of these kids coming in with, like, the exact same glasses and being like, bro, what's the problem?
Hey, what? What?
Yeah.
Hey, whoa,
educational
whoa.
Boost?
So we asked the question on Facebook, facebook.com/mystaticradio. If you could ban a piece of clothing or accessory right now that's quote-unquote hipster or trendy or cool right now, what would you ban?
Stever says manprees and skinny jeans. TJ says flat-billed hats. Pretty much the consensus is skinny jeans.
Everything you wear.
I don't wear
stripes,
manprees.
Flat-billed hats.
Why are stripes such a big deal to you? Toms. Brandon says Toms.
Oh, okay.
And he says, whenever I see a kid wearing Toms, I automatically assume they're in a hardcore band.
That's hilarious. Why would you assume that?
I don't know.
In a hardcore band, I automatically assume that they listen to, like, Death Cab for Cutie.
I know, me too.
And that they're going to Uganda this year to build, like, a portable water system.
Give that personal pair of shoes to some kid.
And that's what
no,
I think.
I have no problem with that. You go ahead
I don't have
do
a problem
that.
With yeah. that either.
You rock those Toms.
I'm reading this book right now, brand new book from John Acuff that I picked up at Parchments yesterday, mm-hmm. the bookstore here on Calvary's campus. And he's writing a book, or he wrote a book called Start, and it's about making your life awesome and how,
right.
like, back in the day in your 20s, that was your learning years, and you were trying to figure out what you were going to do, and it was college
nice
and
things,
life,
Dana.
And then 30s, you were kind of honing in on stuff, and eventually when you got to, like, your 50s, that was where you actually fulfilled some dreams mm-hmm. before retirement, and how back even when he was graduating from college in the 90s, if you took a survey like of a consensus of the graduating class, he said how many percentage of those people cared what percentage of their hoodie went to Uganda, and how many of those people were going to spend the summer building water filtration systems overseas, and how many of those people wore Tom's shoes so that they could give to the environment. And the answer back then was 0%,
right?
Because nobody cared. That was something you did in your 40s, mm-hmm. when you were done working hard, and then it's like, okay, I've gotten my professional career out of the way. Now it's time to do something with the environment and help the environment. And now...
It's like, what's stopping us?
We actually had something that we were going to talk about to help the interns after
Ooh.
Graduation.
Right.
A topic, because it's flip-flopped. I found this study of graduates who now, after high school, are going to college less and less and less to pursue something like that now. In their late teens and early 20s, I'm going to go overseas. I'm going to go live here for a while. I'm just going to, you know, discover myself. I'm going to do this. And college has become something that's like, it's not really necessary. It's life experience. So I'm just going to go build a well in Norway.
I see the importance of college, but I definitely fall under that category. I remember there was
life.
Of life, where I was just like, I want to have... not as many jobs as possible, like get a job and then quit, but I want to have as much experience as possible, and I don't want to be in school while I'm doing it. So
we're going to talk about that coming up. Advice for graduates.
There you go.
Graduation coming up, and those of us who, you know, remember graduation a little longer ago than others, maybe some advice to graduates.
Mine was 7 years ago.
Because it's interesting. There's the trend. I was kind of shocked at the current trends as far as graduation and what people are choosing to do and what people are choosing not to do.
Right.
Caleb.
Whatever. I've been 7 years
a year off of school to go discover me.
I'm really...
Are you going back to like the Nordic Viking place to discover your heritage?
I'm planning to.
Sorry, Michelle.
I'm planning to... My parents plan to just like kick me out of the house.
That's good.
Absolutely nothing but an axe.
Go watch on the History Channel. There's a show called Vikings. You can discover your heritage.
I have
there.
To make it to Scandinavia just with an axe.
That's good.
And if I don't come back with a longboat...
Yeah.
And they're disowning me.
Yeah. It's perfect. I love
it. You can do it.
I love it. So, yeah, we'll talk about that coming up. Dries from the Albuquerque Rescue Mission joining us in just a few. Get to Facebook, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Tell us your thoughts. What would you ban? And we'll gear up for the graduation
ceremony.
There you go. For our interns. Got some advice for them.
We have to have a graduation for them.
We're less than an hour away.
I'll wear my cap and gown.
Yes. Actually, it's required on Friday.
Shock Therapy Live, Pastor Nate Heitzig.
Thursday.
Coming up. Yeah, tomorrow's our last day.
Oh, dang.
Get sad
tomorrow.
Now.
Yeah.
Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static.
Good morning. That is General Ghost. Get me to the waves now. Static Radio, Steve-O and Mitch hanging out, and you have a story for us.
Oh, man. Dum, dum. Welcome, interns. Dum,
dum. Hey. Thank you.
We are T-minus 40 minutes away.
From Shock Therapy Live.
From Shock Therapy Live.
Get your questions in studio@mystaticradio.com. We have a few.
Yeah.
studio@mystaticradio.com.
There you go. studio@mystaticradio.com. That's right. Coming up, we'll have Pastor Nate Heitzig hanging out with us, and I'm excited. One of my favorite hours of the week. Tomorrow is the intern's final day on air.
I don't know what to do about this.
We were talking a little bit about this. Graduates leaving high school, some dropping out of college, turning their noses to a regular paycheck. Pursue their quote-unquote dream. That's exactly what Jay Harris did. He's a wide receiver from Downington East High School in Exton, Pennsylvania. Forgoing a Michigan State football scholarship.
Wow.
Because he wants to pursue
his
rap career. Oh, yeah. what, yeah.
If I wasn't, then why would I say I am?
Yeah. You know how I do?
That's right.
This is for real. Harris is a senior. He's had 54 catches for 792 yards and 13 touchdowns. This was last season.
He was listed as a 3-star recruit by Rivals and Scout, but he says he's been thinking about his rap career for some time, y'all. I've always had this in the back of my head. That's what he's saying.
Why can't you pursue both?
Mm-hmm. He said, I never had the courage to tell my parents this is what I wanted to do, yo. That's not really how he talks. Oh, I don't know how he talks.
Well, it is now. He decided to be a rapper.
Yeah. Decided to be a rapper dog. Yeah. Yeah. So, he made a commitment to Michigan State, but he says that was half-hearted.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Half-hearted. Because his whole heart is in rap music.
Oh, well, it's not even half-hearted then. No, no heart.
No. Dude.
Math,
he's ready.
Bro.
He's ready to pursue his rap career.
That's right.
Yo. So here's the thing. This has been happening more and more and more. Just according to one study, graduates leaving high school, college, to fulfill their dream, negating all of their other current responsibilities, commitments, whether it's rapping, acting, or just hiking across Europe. So all of our older gray hairs out there,
aww,
all of our listeners with wisdom. Well, the Bible says, you know, that's a sign of wisdom.
Glory. Yeah.
I have a few.
Yeah, like I wouldn't call that.
That's probably not wisdom. That's just stress because you're my co-host.
Exactly. Totally my fault.
So here's the question. What life advice would you give to a graduate? Our interns are here for one more day. You know, if I had to do it over,
what advice would you give them?
Drop out of school and pursue your rap dream, y'all.
Oh, you need it.
Oh, I'm ready.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's not what I would say, actually. School's actually probably pretty important.
Yeah.
I know people say life experience, and that's good.
Yeah, you know, here's the thing. Here's the thing that I'm really confused about with school.
Yeah.
Is that there's one person in my family who's graduated from college, and she's doing really well.
Mm-hmm.
Except she's still paying off those loans.
Ah, true sure. story.
Stressing
and that's what
me
a
out
lot of people say. Like, yeah, and I'm going to have like $100,000 in student loans, dog. I'm just going to go work at Quiznos, yo.
And she's been done since 2000. She graduated college in the year 2000.
If you could give advice to a graduate, what would it be? Static.
Hey, dudes.
Hey, Shane.
Dude, I would say this, man. I think it's an easy mistake to make when you're young, especially that you need to give up what you're doing to do something else. You're going to have a lot of downtime if you do that.
I am so glad you're calling, Shane.
We know actors, right? We know some people that do television movies. We know some people that do records and stuff. But most of them, not all of them, but most of them have a day job.
Exactly.
And so you're covering your bases and you're taking care of business. That's your meat and tits. That's what gets it done so that you can, it allots you the opportunity to do these other things. So for a guy in his position that's got a strong foot in the door with a future, an education, which is invaluable, I think I would tell him, look for the opportunity in the future. And for us, you know, we're a faith. You know, Jesus Christ knows your heart. He's going to provide you that opportunity.
Yeah.
Right? And when he does, you'll be ready for it. But you don't stop what you're doing to leap into this other. You keep doing what you're doing.
Yeah.
And you look for those opportunities. That would be my advice.
Yes, dude. Good advice there, Shane.
Ding.
All
right. Love you, bro. Love that guy.
Shane.
It's true. You know, Shane, he's got a family.
Yeah.
He's got kids, and he's still working his crazy, crazy job.
Mm-hmm.
Many hours he puts in every week, but he's still pursuing his acting, quote-unquote, career. Like, that's still something
that's what he
wants
loves
to do. I'm telling you, I'm reading this John Acuff book now, and one of the things that I've already pulled away from it is this. There are two things in the culture that society is going to tell you right now,
society,
graduates, okay? Either A, you've got to abandon all of your commitments and all of your friends and all of your everything to pursue your dream. Or B, you've got to stick to all of your commitments and your job and college and all these things. And because you have those commitments, they're going to weigh you down so much that you can't pursue your dream and you're going to live an average life. And both of those ways are false. Sadly, so many people are like, I got to find me. And they're leaving their families and they're acting like idiots and running away to like find themselves or something stupid like that. When really it's possible to do both. And you just have to start. I would honestly say don't let fear overtake you. One big thing for me has always been this. Fear is going to say two things, which is another point in this book that I'm like, yep, this is me. Don't do it, 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 don't do it. You can't do it. You're not qualified. Don't do it, don't do it. But then when you finally overcome that, the next thing that fear is going to try and do is tell you, well, then you have to do it all 1,000% right now, and you have to accomplish everything today. Right now, it all has to get done. So start. Whatever it is that you're aspiring to do, just start down that path, whether it's taking 30 minutes a day to maybe start to build and to realize what it is you want to do. Set that time aside to figure things out. But, yeah. I think there's a lot of things that society will try and say, like, it's got to be A or B, but there's actually a C as well. Mm-hmm. You can do both. What advice would you give to graduates? Static.
Hey, good morning. This is Sunny again.
Hey, Sunny.
I have always taught my kids to do what they love and to love what they do, because they're going to be doing this for the rest of their lives. And so my kids have actually changed their majors one or two times, but they both graduated high school a year early.
Okay.
They're on track, and they're both doing what they love, and they're loving what they do. And, you know, they're going to be able to be happy with what they're doing. They're not going to get stuck in a dead-end job that they're not happy with.
Yeah, agreed. There you go.
Agreed. Yeah.
All right.
Thank you,
Sunny. 505-338-3700. I keep reaching for this book. I'm telling you. There's like so many points in here. I was reading this book, Start.
Wow, and, you even highlight stuff.
Oh, yeah, dude. This is because I'm amped on this book right now. There was one point where he was reading an interview with this girl who is a nurse at an old folks' home, basically, mm-hmm. When people are coming to the end of their life. She's a nurse in Australia. She spent years caring for people in the final weeks of their lives. She wrote a book called The Top 5 Regrets of the Dying. Take a guess at the number one regret.
Well, dreams.
Dreams?
Not following your dreams?
Number one regret in this, according to this book, The Top 5 Regrets of the Dying. I wish I'd had the courage to live a life true to myself, not the life others expected of
me. Exactly.
And I think a lot of times we have expectations put upon us by our parents, our friends, our family, who say this is the way that life has to be and this is the way you have to do it. And that's the number one regret, according to mm-hmm. that book. It kind of struck a chord. So 505-338-3700, the phone number. Static!
Hey, guys, this is Bryn.
Hey, what up?
Not much. How you doing?
Doing well, man. How you been?
Oh, hanging on, man.
There
I have a baby on the way, so.
Yes!
No sleep for the two of us.
Yeah. I feel you,
so,
bro.
About advice to graduates.
Yes,
sir. You know, I graduated high school by the skin of my teeth. I actually had a teacher have me come in to finish stuff after school, you know, was officially over. And then he said, you know, I was just testing your loyalty. Me and some other guys who were just way slacker in high school. And so he's like, yeah, you guys are free to go. See you at graduation. So, you know, just trust in Jesus, I guess, is the advice. I thought I was going to be a missionary, did an AmeriCorps internship, and then, you know, now I'm here working for a sprinkler company in Albuquerque, and I love it.
Yeah.
You know?
You never know.
God has a plan for you, and you're going to be confused, but God is good.
No doubt.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Right on, man. Thanks for the call.
Yep. Love you guys.
Love you too, bro. 505-338-3700 is the phone number.
So his advice was stay flexible.
Yeah, this is true. Well, again, I'm telling you, this book. You know what? Just read the book. Just read the book. There's a difference between discovering your purpose, as if there's this one ultimate purpose, or living with purpose. Does that make sense?
For sure.
And so living with purpose just means that flexibility. Mm-hmm. And God's going to... I had no clue I was going to be in radio. That wasn't something that
you were at GameStop.
Ventured to do. Yeah. I was working at GameStop, being a bum. And God
through a bunch of monkey wrenches throughout the course of my life, but it's taking those, knowing when God is moving and doing something, and taking that leap of faith and saying, all right, this is what I'm going to do. Now, also discernment, knowing when it's actually God and when it's just excited.
No, I get you.
Chances are going to, Uganda to start a rap career. No, I don't
know. A little different.
What were you going to say, Nico?
No, I was going to say, yeah, I mean, the Bible says to take it day by day. There's already been, like, moments in my life where, like, I know he's telling me, okay, like, this is what you're going to do. Like, this is what I want you to do. And then I kind of, like, form my own, like, mindset of how it's going to happen.
Right.
And then it doesn't happen. And then he's telling me to do these other things along the way. And then I, like, talk myself out of it.
But that doesn't line up with what I believe I was going to do.
I'm kind of like, well, that doesn't make sense. Like,
right. And,
like, if you want me to get here, how does it make sense? And then, like, I do something else. And then he always shows me after, like, do you see how it makes sense now? And I'm like, oh, my gosh, what was I thinking? Like,
right.
You know, I mean, yeah. The one who holds the world in his hands, I'm like, oh, no, I don't think it can work like that, you know?
Yeah.
It's just ridiculous. So
we
yeah,
over-rationalize things, I think, sometimes. Yeah. Static!
Hi.
Hi.
Are you guys talking about, like, advice to our grad?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, that's great. I've been listening for a little bit. Yeah, my daughter just graduated last night.
Nice! Congratulations!
Praise God, she did it! I was listening to a guy a while ago saying that, you know, a little bit of a slacker, you know, had a hard time getting to the end, but she did it too, so that's great for all of them that did persevere and go ahead and get it done. But I think, being that I didn't graduate, I have to go after a GED instead of graduating, like a dummy, but for those that did, I'm glad that they did it. Congratulations. But I really think that I hope that they would seek God in all that they do, and in all the good times and in the bad. I know for me that I turned out better than anyone ever thought I would.
There you go.
And it's all, and I'm not even sure why I give that glory to God, because I know that in the times that I was down and out and not doing well with my life, when I sought him out, he just made it better for me. I know the Lord did that. He had a purpose for me in life, and I just, the more I seek him out, the more I find that purpose. And so for our young people, I hope that they'll keep that in mind. The Lord is always there. He's always standing by our side. He'll never forsake us.
Amen.
That's amazing.
Thank you so much for the call.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
Right,
keep up, guys. Thanks.
All right, thank you. 505-338-3700, the phone number. Static! Literally. Hello?
Hi! I got some advice for your college grad.
There you go, alright.
I'm calling from Denver. I was listening on your app on my iPhone, but I had to call you.
So. Ah, there you go. Nice, all the way from Denver.
Hey.
I love it.
Alright, so my first piece of advice is don't try to be a TV reality star like I did.
Okay.
That's definitely good advice.
Yep, and then don't run for Congress, or not Congress, but the House of Representatives, because it really sucks.
What?
Can I know your life story?
I know, I just want to read your book. Now, incredible. Are these two things that you have actually done in your life?
Yes, I was a finalist for the television show called The Apprentice. I don't know if you've heard of it or
okay.
not.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, it was actually a fluke joke that someone said, oh, you're not going to make it. And so I submitted a video, and 9 minutes, it was a horrible video until the last minute when they, this was when they had VHS tapes, and they watched them all on like 100 screens.
Right.
And they picked me, and then I got all the way to the end, and then they wanted me to change the school that I went to from Colorado Christian University to Colorado University and do some other stuff, and I said no, so they said, you're fired.
Wow.
Yeah, so you got to remember you need to have ethics when you make a decision out of college. So that was the first dumb decision I made, was to try and be a TV star.
You should have went for the real world.
That seems more real-er.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the real world, uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, bleep this and bleep that.
Yeah,
and
true story.
Bleep.
No, you would have been the Christian that never went out partying.
Yeah, this is true. Yeah.
Yeah, and then later on in life, I got really upset with what was going on in the political world, and no conservative candidate stepped up in my district, and out of 70,000 people, I was the only one to run against the Speaker of the House in the state of Colorado.
Wow!
You know, it was actually a miracle that we were able to do it, and, you know, my reasoning was to, you know, shine a light and try and, you know, make a difference, no, going into it knowing that I'm not going to win this, and I actually was ahead in the polls the day before, and they put a bunch of attack ads against me, and I ended up losing by like 7 points. And
the greatest
part about all that was that they had to spend over $500,000 in less than 7 days to win and beat me so he could retain his position as the Speaker of the House. And I went to him beforehand and said, hey, just write me a check for $100,000 and I'll drop out of the race. It
didn't work very well. Dude, yeah. Can you please write a book?
I know, right? So what are you doing now? Where does God have you?
In my failed, miserable life, I just became a father about 7 months ago.
And amazing.
My wife writes my paychecks every month, so there it's kind of fun.
I love it. Absolutely incredible. Dude, thank you so much for the call. How did you come across Static Radio?
You guys used to... I traveled to Albuquerque a lot, and you used to have a station called... M88,
yeah.
And I was looking for it and couldn't find it, and so I found this one, and it sounded really entertaining, and I was like, I gotta call these guys, because this would make some good humor. So anyways, my point is this. I'll end with a scripture verse that I think is very important for your listeners, if I can share with you. It's
absolutely
Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, which is, trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will set your path straight. And I think if you focus on that and you go in out of college, and not just college, but in high school, or you've lost a job, you know, you're going to have ups and downs in life, but realize that Christ is there for you and will walk you in the direction when you least expect it, because we went through a lot of stress running for office and doing the TV, and we couldn't have children, and we never thought we would be able to. We were about ready to adopt. And we found out we were pregnant, and, you know, after I lost the election. So it was a real answer to prayer, and I think if you just put your heart on that Bible verse, you'll really find what the Lord has planned for you.
Boom!
Dude from Denver, thank you for your call.
Congrats, man. That was awesome.
All right, my man. Well, you guys keep up your show, and I'll keep listening.
All right. God bless you, man. Thank you so much.
You bet. Bye-bye.
All right, later.
That was so cool.
Boom!
That was cool.
Fantastic.
It's so true, too. That's funny, the verse he brought up. I mean, it's so true, just like... But I was talking about leaning, thinking that like leaning on my own understanding was going to make my path straight.
Right.
And then when it's, I mean, it's awesome. So.
Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. Acknowledge him in all your ways and he will make your path straight. Now, here's the thing, high school graduates. You still have to walk the path. Mm-hmm. You still have to take those steps forward. God's not going to like push you and like carry you through this path. He will make it straight for you. You still have to have, the sound judgment and to walk that path. So keep trekking, y'all.
All right.
Static!
Morning, Staticites. How y'all doing?
Doing well. How you doing?
Good. I have a little, been listening today, and I love what the last guy said, and I would love to read his book as well.
I know, right? And he's writing a book.
But going through just listening and seeing what happened in my life, the only advice I could give those kids, or now especially graduating high school, because they're... counselors sit in there and say, what do you want to do for the rest of your life? And they force you to take a path even through high school, and you're like, you don't even know what the rest of the world has to offer yet.
Right.
And for me, after I graduated high school, I couldn't go sit in another classroom for another 4 years, so I just took a hiatus for a year. But the big thing was, I was fortunate enough to be raised in a Christian home, so God was my guide. I always left my life in his hands and took scripture literally. I have plans for you to prosper you. So I figure if his scripture is saying he has plans for us, I would let him lead. And like you said, you start walking the walk and you think you're going to go in a direction and he's turning you to the right, you know, and you're like, what's going on now? And by just following him and letting him do, your life will be the best. You can't even imagine what he's going to do for you. You know, it's like... He says, I have plans to prosper. The key is getting the plan from him, though.
Yeah.
Like, really, really giving up. And the thing is, he says, I'll give you the desires of your heart. People think God's going to take it away and you're not going to be able to have fun in life. But he has a
purpose for everybody, he says, and it's a divine purpose, and they say it's to glorify God, right? We're only here to glorify the Lord. Yeah. There's some math geeks out there that glorify the Lord doing the wickedest algebra ever. They love it. And they love it.
Amen.
You know, they love it. So it's like I'm telling everybody, go with your heart. Follow what your heart is telling you. And yes, I'm sure our parents are saying, that guy is an idiot or whatever. But, you know, my life turned out, I couldn't expect anything different. It's crazy. My life is crazy. I can tell you that. I graduated high school thinking I wanted to go into the Air Force. I was all pumped. Nope, the Lord takes me and makes me go to the Navy.
Yeah.
But 2 days later, or after boot camp, I'm standing doing ceremonies for the president.
Right.
And so it's like he says, I will lift you up before kings. I'm the one who raises men up. So don't let the world tell you how to follow their pattern. The Lord has a different pattern, and his ways are different, like the caller said about that scripture he gave. And it's you know, just glorify the Lord with what your heart wants to do, and he will guide you through that, and he'll help you through it. So
there you go.
Put your trust in him, man. Talk to you guys later.
All right, thank you. Thanks for the call. Amazing.
Wow, this is the most encouraging calls I've ever heard.
I know, right?
I love
this
it.
Is awesome.
Love it. Thanks to everybody who's called in with their advice to the interns. Pretty stoked on that.
Yes.
You guys ready to go conquer the world now?
Yes.
Yeah?
Oh, man.
Cool. You can't yet, though, because you got like 8 more days till you actually officially graduate.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Okay.
Really
make sure you're fully clothed under your robe. Make sure.
Okay. Don't do that.
Don't be that guy. Because people are going to talk about you forever. Now it's going to go up on YouTube, and then...
But then it's going to get super awkward, because in 10 years, you'll be like, oh, remember that guy that streaked it at... What was his name?
And then they're going to look you up on YouTube, and they're going to be like, oh, that's right. And then your kids will be like, dad. Yeah. Don't do that, bro. Static!
Good morning.
Hey.
Good morning.
It's Mark Wiggins.
What's up?
Wiggins. Fireman Wiggins.
Oh, I'm trying to put all my thoughts together, because there's billions of things that I've had to tell my daughters. You know,
like, go put some clothes on.
Yeah, like what? Like, go. Like. I'm telling you, because it changes from 2 to 5 to when they're sick. I had to tell them, don't get a tattoo because you'll have Miley Cyrus on your body for the rest
for
of your life.
For the rest of your life.
Why would,
right. When they were 10, they wanted Hannah Montana. I was like, tattoos? Are you stupid?
Yeah.
So it all changes. But the most important thing I've always told them are the importance of relationships. People are more important than anything. I was going to say anybody, but that would sound stupid. Anything else in your life, to always cultivate those relationships and to understand what kind of relationship you're supposed to have with different people kind of stuff. And then the other one is don't make permanent decisions over temporary things.
Yeah.
You know, and those are the two. And don't suck.
Don't suck.
Stuff that everybody tells the kids.
Honey, you can do anything you want.
Just don't suck.
Okay?
Don't fart in front of boys. I don't care if you're cute. It's still gross.
It's still gross. Okay. Girls don't do that.
No, girls don't fart.
Girls,
right?
Yeah, no. Girls just don't fart.
Yeah,
they don't
exactly.
Use the bathroom either.
Well, I don't want to embarrass my daughter, so I guess I'll just leave it there.
All right. Fireman Wiggins, everybody.
Thank you, guys. Good job.
Amazing. Thanks, man.
You're
God
not
bless
supposed
you, too.
To.
Static.
Morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
Sorry, I was just listening. That's funny.
Yeah.
Anyway, you know, the best advice I have, you know, is that you're never too old to, like, restart.
Yeah.
I'm in school now. I'm 41, and I'm redoing back when I started in 1990.
Wow. Do it right there. Here you go.
Whoa.
You get that.
Whoa, whoa.
Congratulations. Yeah. That's awesome. Yeah.
And, yeah. Back in college in my nursing school. So I work at a hospital. So I had 6 kids in between.
Wow.
Oh, I was going to be a mom, and so I did that. But I started school. So what? My advice is, if you start a 2-year degree, you know, finish that 2-year degree. Don't take 7 years. Okay.
That's okay though. Hey, that's just like you took that path of, you know, scenic views and fun,
well,
whatever.
Yeah. Well, I changed my degree plan. Like, I'm like, oh, I want to be a nurse. I want to be a teacher. I want to have kids. So, oh, I'll be a substitute for a while. And then I ended up with like 161 credits in a 2-year program.
There you go.
Yeah. My advice, you know, is just like, if you start a 2-year program, you know, see that through, and then you have your paper behind your, you know, you have that, and that's good. You know, see whatever you're starting to the finish of whatever that season is, if possible. You know, and if you're led in a different direction, then of course follow that. God will lead you there. You know, my life took a turn and I followed it. And then it led me back to this same turn.
And so that's great. And then something my father taught me, well, he says, anything you do, do well, as unto the Lord. He said, your family comes first. It doesn't matter. Whatever the job is, your family comes first.
There you go. Thanks for all the advice.
Okay.
All right. All right, interns.
There you go.
That was amazing.
You ready?
Don't forget anything.
Is that good? Yeah. Remember everything. And if you forgot it, podcast this every day.
Yeah.
All for right. the rest of your life.
Sounds good.
Okay, good. All right. Well, that is it for this year's show.
Yep.
Coming up in T-minus 14 minutes, we've got Shock Therapy Live. Pastor Nate Heitzig joining us in studio. If you have a question, maybe something on your heart, on your mind this week, and you would like some clarity on it, you can send us an email, studio@mystaticradio.com. We will keep it anonymous if you, you know, if you do so request.
Yes.
We usually do anyways if it's an email.
Email's a little bit one of those things.
You know, Facebook, a little different, obviously. You're already out there. Or you can give us a call. The phone lines will be open. That's coming up at 9 o'clock. And one more day, interns.
One more day.
One more day.
You need to wear your cap and gown tomorrow.
I hope that advice was helpful for you both. And there you go.
Yes, it was.
Now you guys have to go take your static radio final, which will be fantastic. Right. And that's it for us. Mish?
Yes.
We'll see you again mañana
tomorrow.
As well. All right. Don't forget, tickets are available right now for House of Heroes and Come Wind, our birthday party going down Friday, June 14th at the Lobo Theater. You can get your tickets
now.
And I definitely would. All of the shows over the last X amount of months.
We have most of them already sold, so they're very limited amount.
Exactly. And there hasn't been a single show at the Lobo Theater that hasn't sold out this year. So make sure you get your tickets because it's a limited seating. It's a crazy awesome intimate show. It's our birthday party.
There you go.
We're really excited about it.
Mm-hmm.
So join us, hang out with us. All of the DJs, of course, will all be there hanging out. We're throwing a party.
Yep.
Come Wind, House of Heroes, and hopefully you. Tickets available now at mystaticradio.com.
With piñatas.
We'll see you guys again mañana. Of course, Shock Therapy Live rolls your way next. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
Peace.